Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the New York Mets and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets, batting in the leadoff spot, the shortstop, Bud Harrelson. Batting second, the second baseman, Ken Boswell. Batting third, the center fielder, Larry Stahl. Batting fourth, the first baseman, J.C. Martin. Batting fifth, the left fielder, Ed Cranepool. Batting sixth, the catcher, Jerry Grote. Batting seventh, the right fielder, Ron Swoboda. Batting eighth, the third baseman, Jerry Buchek. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Jim McAndrew. Pitching for the New York Mets, Jim McAndrew. For the Chicago Cubs, batting in the leadoff spot, the shortstop, Don Kessinger. Batting second, the second baseman, Glenn Beckert. Batting third, the right fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Ernie Banks. Batting fifth, the third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting sixth, the left fielder, Jimmy McMath. Batting seventh, the catcher, Randy Hundley. Batting eighth, the center fielder, Adolfo Phillips. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Fergie Jenkins. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Fergie Jenkins. And now, play ball. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Harrelson strikes out. 1 out. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Boswell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Larry Stahl is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. There goes Boswell. The throw from Hundley and he is safe. Boswell steals second. Larry Stahl is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Stahl strikes out. 2 outs. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Martin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Kessinger is called out on strikes. 1 out. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Beckert takes first base on ball 4. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Williams strikes out. 2 outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buchek fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Cranepool hits a fly ball into center field. Phillips settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Grote hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Swoboda hits a line drive into center field. Phillips settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jerry Buchek is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Buchek strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Santo hits a line drive into left field. Cranepool settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jimmy McMath is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. McMath strikes out. 2 outs. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Hundley hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McAndrew fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Jim McAndrew is at the plate with a count of 1-2. McAndrew strikes out. 1 out. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Harrelson is 0-1 in the game. Harrelson hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Santo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Boswell is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Boswell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Adolfo Phillips is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards third. Butchek fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Fergie Jenkins is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Jenkins is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Kessinger is 0-1 in the game. Kessinger hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Crane Poole settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Larry Stahl is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Stahl is 0-1 in the game. Stahl hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jenkins fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Martin is 0-1 in the game. Martin hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Phillips. Martin reaches second base with a double. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Cranepool is 0-1 in the game. Cranepool hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. McMath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Grote is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Grote hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of McMath. Grote reaches second base with a double. Martin scores. It's 1-0, Mets. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Swoboda is 0-1 in the game. Swoboda hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Beckert is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Beckert hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Williams is 0-1 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Boswell fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Banks is 0-1 in the game. Banks hits a fly ball into left field. Cranepool settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Jerry Butchek is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Butchek is 0-1 in the game. Butchek hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Jim McAndrew is at the plate with a count of 1-2. McAndrew is 0-1 in the game. McAndrew is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Harrelson is 0-2 in the game. Harrelson hits a fly ball into left field. McMath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Santo is 0-for-1 in the game. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Butchek fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jimmy McMath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMath is 0-for-1 in the game. McMath hits a fly ball into right field. Swoboda settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 0-for-1 in the game. Hundley hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. McAndrew scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hundley for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Boswell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Boswell hits a fly ball into left field. McMath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Stahl is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Stahl is 0-for-2 in the game. Stahl strikes out. Two outs. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Martin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Martin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Cranepool is 0-for-2 in the game. Cranepool strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Adolfo Phillips batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Phillips is 0-for-1 in the game. Phillips takes first base on ball 4. Fergie Jenkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jenkins is 0-for-1 in the game. Jenkins bunts towards first. Martin scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Jenkins for the out. Phillips moves to second. One out. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0-for-2 in the game. Kessinger hits a fly ball into center field. Stahl settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Phillips moves to third. Two outs. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McAndrew fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Grote hits a fly ball into center field. Phillips settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Swoboda is 0-for-2 in the game. Swoboda strikes out. Two outs. Jerry Butchek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butchek is 0-for-2 in the game. Butchek hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Boswell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-2 in the game. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Santo is 0 for 2 in the game. Santo is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Jim McAndrew is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. McAndrew is 0 for 2 in the game. McAndrew takes first base on ball 4. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Harrelson is 0 for 3 in the game. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Harrelson. The throw from Hundley and he is safe. Harrelson steals second. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Boswell hits a line drive into left field. McMath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Stahl batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Stahl is 0 for 3 in the game. Stahl takes first base on ball 4. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Martin is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Martin hits a fly ball into right field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jimmy McMath is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. McMath is 0 for 2 in the game. McMath strikes out. One out. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Hundley is 0 for 2 in the game. Hundley hits a fly ball into center field. Stahl settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Adolfo Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards third. Butchek fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0 for 3 in the game. Cranepool hits a fly ball into center field. Phillips settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Grote is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Grote hits a fly ball into center field. Phillips settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Swoboda is 0 for 3 in the game. Swoboda hits a fly ball into right field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Tommy Agee now playing center field. Larry Stahl now playing left field. Al Spangler pinch hits for Fergie Jenkins. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Spangler is called out on strikes. One out. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Kessinger is 0 for 3 in the game. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Beckert is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards third. Butchek juggles the ball. That's an error on Butchek. Kessinger moves to third. Bill Short now pitching. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Williams is 0 for 3 in the game. Williams hits a pop-up towards third. Butchek settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cal Kunz now pitching. Ed Charles now playing third base. Cleon Jones now playing left field. Larry Stahl now playing right field. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 3 in the game. Banks hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Boswell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 1, and Chicago Cubs, 0. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.